Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and coming to you again with a podcast. And we're going to talk about writing a new story. This is a step in the manifestation process that I think can be really beneficial when you want to start to align, fully align with that which you want. So hang out with me. In case you're new to the program, I am Amy Yancey of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I work one-on-one with brilliant, amazing people with big dreams, and maybe you have been going for it. You've tried every law of attraction exercise. You're taking inspired action, and it just doesn't seem to be getting you to where you want to be. It is working, but maybe there's some tweaks that you can do. I have systems in place to help you break through so that you can have the life you've always wanted. So if you are ready, maybe you want to start dating, maybe you want to grow a seven-figure business, maybe you want to start a business, maybe you're ready for a new career, I'm here to support you. Check me out, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, sign up for my newsletter list, or consider working with me in a package. I have a wonderful package this summer, 12 sessions designed to help you build high vibrational momentum to really welcome in that which you want. It's ideal for someone who's already been working on a goal, who already knows what they want, and they want some additional support to help them cross the finish line. So if that is you, definitely consider working with me. And then one thing I have not been doing, I've lately been listening to some podcasts, and I realized that I don't ever ask you to write a review on iTunes. So if you are listening to this program on iTunes or even Stitcher, the show is on Stitcher, consider writing a review if you enjoy this programming, and send me a note and let me know you wrote a review, and I will send you something awesome. Or maybe we'll schedule a session and a quick little session and have a chat. So consider writing a review, and let's talk about getting what we want and changing our story. So envision your desire. You probably already know what you want. Yeah, you know what you want. Envision that, and then you've probably heard this before many times, that now you have to start acting as if, right? I've talked about that many times on the program. But one of the ways to really embody that, and it's difficult when you haven't actually experienced it yet, you haven't touched it, you haven't experienced the emotions of finally achieving it, you haven't heard all the great sounds that come with having what you want. You haven't had it before, so how can you really embody it if you don't know? And this was a constant question of mine, and I recently had a breakthrough around this, and very much connected to an exercise I would give you in the beginning of us working together. But now we're going to act as if you're already there, and you'll write a new story. And in that, what are you thinking? Like, this new you is not going to be thinking at the same level as your current you. This new you has already experienced the victory. What are your thoughts about life? What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe is possible? I know for me, I've always believed that all things are possible. But I know this next level goal that I have, when I hit that, oh my God, if I was writing my story right now, I'm going to tell everybody, you can have what you want. Just don't give up. Keep going. Believe in it. Quiet out the noise. You can have what you want. This is what I do for a living, so I'm going to talk about that even more. But I know I would, anybody I meet, any desire I hear that they have, I would say, yes, you can have it. Like, I did it. And I hope you can hear the enthusiasm in my voice. This is the place you want to get to in terms of believing and acting as if what you want has already happened by writing a new story. What would you do on a day-to-day basis? A couple of weeks ago, I did a show on abundance and money manifestation. I was talking about an exercise that I do is I'll go to a department store online and I'll fill my cart with things that I want. And one of the pieces I forgot to include in that as I was listening back to it is that I don't actually check out. The mind doesn't know the difference. Once you add it to cart, it thinks you've bought it. And so one of the games that I play now in rewriting my story is now I go to those sites and I'm like, I'm actually living like myself. What would I buy? And how much freedom I would have in making those purchases. The approach I was taking before this revelation about writing a new story and fully thinking about the new belief system that you're operating under as your new self is that I was so restricted based on my current mindset. I was like, okay, I just got, you know, I made this money and it's awesome. And this is, you know, I want to keep it around. And I had thought about like my savings plan, my investment strategy, but I hadn't really thought about how I would spend. And so in doing this, it has actually raised my vibration. I start thinking like rich me. Now, your issue may not be, or your goal may not be, a level of prosperity. Maybe you want love. So start, as you're rewriting your story and your new belief system, your constant thought is, oh my gosh, like I can definitely manifest love and anybody can. And I have this wonderful partner and I'm so grateful. And I look around my life and I think, wow, I'm so lucky that I get to share it with this wonderful person. You would be thinking differently. You would not be thinking, where is he? Why hasn't he shown up? Everybody on the dating apps is stupid. with all due respect, the dating app culture can be rough, but there is gold there. Do not give up. Do not give up. It's all about vibration and focus. Dating is one that I can rock out. Like, I have done so much work on myself around that and experienced so many breakthroughs that I'm very clear that I can manifest the man that is a vibrational match to myself at any given moment. And because I wanted to shift my vibration in other areas of my life, I temporarily stopped dating because I knew I wanted a man that was going to be in alignment with that new me. But right now I could jump into the dating pool and meet somebody who is fucking awesome, has his shit together, treats me like a queen. I know it. And so because I have done the work around it, because I've embodied that new belief system, because I gave up the belief that dating was difficult or that I had to compromise my values to get what I want, because I gave up all those beliefs and replaced them with, you know, dating is easy and I can always attract a man that's in alignment with my vision for my life at any given moment. And I feel very confident around that. And so what I realized is that I had to embody that same confidence in my other goal. And so I'll say that to you. Start thinking like, hey, you've accomplished this. You're going to feel a surge of confidence. Start living in that surge of confidence now. And what belief system are you operating under? What thoughts are running through your head? Like every day I tell myself dating is easy. If I want an amazing man, I can go get him. I am so confident about that. And so embody that. Start believing that you are the woman who has accomplished what you want to accomplish or the man who's accomplished what you want to accomplish. Same with building a business. Start embodying that, yeah, I had this idea. I acted on this idea. And wow, now I have this amazing business that is making way more profit than I ever imagined. I am so lucky. I love the work that I do. You have a completely different belief system than the belief of, will it happen for me? Am I good enough? Is this possible? Right? If you were thinking any of those things, that's not in alignment with what you're going towards. So that is where Act As If comes in. And it comes from deciding to have a new perspective on your life, the perspective of the you that has what you want, a new perspective on all that is possible for you, and fully and completely rewriting the story. You would live differently. You know, if a relationship's what you're going for, then you're not going to feel your Friday with, you know, takeout and a TV show unless you and your man are into that. And if so, set him a place next to you at the coffee table. I am so that girl. But set him a place. Believe he is there. What would he order? What would you cook? Like, and embody that. Live that way. You know, when I was wanting to have a breakthrough around dating, you know, decades ago, and right before I met my ex-husband, I loved college football, and I write about this in Journey to Self-Love, and I've spoke about this here on the program over 400 shows I've done, close to 500 now. I would, you know, I was in my 20s, so I was like 28, and I loved college football, and I would typically chill in my pajamas until my game started. Then I'd get dressed maybe about an hour before, go get a beer. At the time, you could find a Pliny the Elder in a Whole Foods on a Saturday. Now that's virtually impossible because it's so popular. But I'd buy a Pliny the Elder, might get some snacks, order a pizza, and camp out in my bed and chill. And I was like, girl, if you had a man over, you'd do this completely differently. I'd still be watching my game. But I would get dressed, I would do my hair, you know, even if it was casual, I had, you know, there's difference between lounging around the house attire and casual. I put my USC shirt on, I would have already planned some type of meal, most likely I wanted to impress him with my culinary skills, so I would plan to cook something. So then I started to do that. Instead of the you know, still in my pajamas life, I said, okay, I'm going to get up and get dressed, and I'm going to act as if a man is here watching the game with me. And I kid you not, by the next football season, that was my life. Like, so here I am, you know, living single. Well, within months I had met him, but Matt and I were together, and so the next football season, that's what I did. I cooked food and we watched the games, and it was great. And he wasn't even into college football, but he knew all the players and all the gossip, and we got into it, and it became a thing, an extension, a third leg in our relationship. But it took me changing my belief system before I met him, changing my behaviors before I met him, changing my story before I met him, to be able to embody that. And so start thinking now, what tweaks can you make? That's a subtle tweak, you know, put jeans on, cute top, pull your hair back in a ponytail instead of, you know, putting on a beanie and throwing on some yoga pants and milling out to the Whole Foods. Like, it's a completely different vibration, but it's subtle. You think, will that really matter? It does, because you're being intentional about your choices and decisions, and that's how you start to create the reality of your dreams. That's how you start to live the life of your dreams. And up until that point in my life, he was one of the best men I had ever known, and I only meet great guys now. Like, every man, whether we date long-term or not, they're amazing. Like, the quality of man dramatically increased when I started. You know, there were some other components to that, but a part of it was just deciding that I'm worthy of what I want. And so I want to encourage you that in really stepping into your new reality, there is some worthiness issues you're going to have to deal with. And there's some doubt issues you're going to have to deal with. Even if you've been playing the manifestation game for a long time, chances are you're still like, can I really have it? Am I really worth it? Do I really deserve it? And there's probably some little pieces in there. And that comes from making those little subtle tweaks in your day-to-day actions, behaviors, beliefs, approach. All things are possible. You know, one thing I do, I've learned, one of my favorite truth bombs by Daniel Laporte is, I want to paraphrase it correctly, and so I'm going to try to search it now. I believe Okay. Like the card is, what's the dumbest thing you used to believe in? And it's come up for, you know, many times, and I would never really understand it. What did I used to believe? You know, I'm pretty lock solid on my beliefs and in faith and in the law of attraction and my ability to manifest my desires and my intuition and my relationship with God, Source, all that is. I'm pretty clear on that. But as I started to prepare for this program, I realized one of the dumbest things I used to believe is that, oh, if things aren't going smoothly, then it means something's not possible for you. And, or it's not in alignment with what God wants. But the fact now I realize if you have the desire and you're willing to stick it out, you're going to get what you want. With the exception of when you're dealing with a very specific human being who has their own free will. And, you know, I say that to you a lot in this program. This does not apply to a specific person behaving a specific way. So I would still be married. This is solely you. You can have what you want if you just continue to believe in it. And if things are going slowly or you're taking inspired action, you're not seeing the results that you want, doesn't mean you can't have it. It just means that all things are coming together and there's some shifts that you need to make in your vibration so that you can keep that which you desire. Especially bigger, the larger, the deeper desires. Think about it. You would want yourself to have the mental, emotional, psychological, energetic capacity to have that thing, right? You wouldn't want to meet the man of your dreams and still dealing with old childhood issues that make you act out in really in ways in which you don't feel good about yourself, right? Feel your feelings. You deserve to feel your feelings. But if it's causing you to act out because you haven't done the work around it, you would hate to have met that man and then run him away, you know, run him away in quotes, because you haven't done your work. And so that's why it hasn't happened for you. So think about what's the work I need to do around myself so that I can have what I want. For me, it'd be like, oh yeah, I do. I have this stunning income year, and then the next year I'm back to skating along, right? And I'm being like, no, I want to know who that woman is. I want to embody that woman. I want to change my belief system. I want to heal my wounds so that this is now my constant and new reality. So that's why some things take a little bit longer. So do the mindset work. I know if you've been in the game a while, you were thinking, Amy, I've done every exercise under the sun. Me too. Keep going. Keep going, keep going. And maybe this exercise can help you by rewriting the story. Who would you be? How would you think? Multimillionaire me is going to think way differently. And yes, I may not know all the nuances of it, but that's the beautiful part. It's starting to play with it, right? Who would I be, right? Ask yourself, who would I be? What would I have? What would my day look like? How would I feel? Who would I be around? How would I speak? How would I speak? How would I greet my doorman? How would you say good morning to your partner? Would you pour them a cup of coffee? How would you treat your employees? How would you relate to your clients? How would you feel at the end of the day? Start rewriting your story and then start to act that way. And it might just be a subtle shift. And it's gonna, you know, you can laugh about it after the fact when you hit it and you're like, man, it was just such a subtle shift. I've been working this. And then I made that subtle shift. It's very similar to me deciding, hey, I'm going to do Saturdays way different during football season. in my mind, right? In my mind, I started knowing that a partner was already present. And so everything changed. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just waiting on things to happen. It became, hey, I'm living this way now. And it makes so much sense from this perspective in the end. And I pray that you hear me on it. If you aren't hearing me on it, I think this is important too, because there are many times that I am working a manifestation and I'm listening to a teacher talk the way I'm talking to you because they've already had their breakthrough around it and they make it seem so simple. Here's what I would say if this is sounding like, Amy, I'm just not getting it, or I get it and I get it intellectually, but I just don't even know where to start. It's a tightness that you're feeling. You're still in the space of, can this really happen for me? So I'm going to tell you right now, yes. Raise your hand, raise both hands. Yes, it can happen for you. Yes, it can happen for me. Say it to yourself. Yes, it can happen for me. And now we're going to go next level on this. Yes, it will happen for me. Yes, it will happen for me. And I know now you might be starting to feel a little butterfly-y, like, oh no, really? I got to get ready. Naturally, yes, you got to get ready. In this process of rewriting your story, telling yourself, telling yourself a new reality in your mind, in your words, in your behavior, that's how it will happen for you. So you've done so much work. You know who you are. You're ready for that thing that you want. Embody it. And it's subtle. It's subtle in the sense that the shift you will make. The shift you will make will be subtle. And that's why it's so easy. My spirit guides are jumping in here. It's so easy for us to overlook that in all of our manifesting work, our prayers, our meditations, our journaling, all the things that we do to create a reality for ourselves as manifestors, as people who live by the law of attraction, who believe in faith, who believe that we can create a reality. It's going to ultimately be a subtle shift, but it's going to be a huge flip in your mind where it's no longer, and I heard teachers say this, I get it now as I apply it to dating, you're no longer in a state of longing and you are now in a state of knowing, and it's all happening in divine perfect timing. It's all happening in divine perfect timing. And so here are some other tips on how to embody that might be beneficial to you. One is submerge yourself in what you want. I talked about this in the previous podcast. Submerge yourself in it. So if the goal, like right now, you know, one of the goals for me is around real estate. And so I submerge myself in it. Like I look at things. I play with numbers. I really act as if I'm talking to my real estate agent. I embody that which I want. Right? You can do that in 10, 15 minutes before you get ready and go to work, you know, submerge yourself in it. Now, there are two approaches to this. I've been looking, you know, since I decided that this was what I wanted to do. I've been looking and I would look and, but I was still looking and visualizing from the vantage point of where I currently am. Once you step into your new reality, mentally, emotionally, physically, energetically, start looking from that perspective, right? So if it's dating, stop looking at it from the perspective of where is he? I haven't found him yet. When, right? And if you think about it, those feel kind of low vibrational, just in saying that and hearing me say that. Now shift it into, I know what's happening. I'm looking for the best man for me. I know he's out there. I believe that I only need one person. I don't need, you've heard me say this on this podcast, you don't need to be the most popular person on the dating app where you're getting message after message. No, you just want the one from the man that is right for you. And believe that. Know that it's happening for you. Feel it in your being. Just know that it's a matter of time. Now, more things that you can do to embody, truly embody. What would you do? What would your life be like? You know, really, really step into it. What would you do on a Saturday morning? What would you do on a Friday afternoon? How would you plan your weekend? How would you style your hair? What are you wearing on a consistent basis? If you're if you're actively looking for love, you're going to be dating. So one thing I know in my hardcore dating days is that my awareness of my appearance got a lot higher. It's like I wasn't skipping the pedicure. I have clothes that are for dating, you know. I kept my hair appointment. That was the way I acted when I was dating. So what I would recommend if you are dating, think about who you would be if you were actively dating, you know, meaning you're going out a couple times a week. You're ready. You want to meet this person. That would be a something that you consider. Then continue all of your other manifestation practices, however way in which you are manifesting. There's so many out there, you know, decluttering and affirmations. Continue all of that. But then include some affirmations and some exercises. Go with me on this. My spirit guides are giving it to me. As if it's already happened. So we're manifestors. We're always doing our manifestation work. We always have a desire that we're working on, whether we know it or not. And so act as if you've already experienced it. So for me, let's say real estate wise, I've experienced it. What manifestation would I be working on at that time? And so I would, what would I think? I'm in my living room, what I'm working on. What would my goal be? Thanks, spirit guides. I'm like, who? Yeah, I'm on my couch. I'm like, okay, let's do some manifesting work today. What would the goal be? Okay, I know where I'd be. Start working that, but from that vantage point. So say the goal is to manifest love. And you know that you're looking for a partner who wants to have a baby right away. This is not my manifestation. This is just an example. But you've manifested the partner, and now you're preparing for baby. Start working that manifestation too. Like, embody like who you would be. Like, you're still acting as if, and we're never not working on a manifestation. So what manifestation are you currently working on in your new reality? This is kind of quantum physics, my version of quantum physics and dimension jumping, but be in that new dimension. What are you thinking about? You know, what's your day to day? I know for me, once I hit that, I'm thinking about what concert I can go to. I would be thinking about what I have this vision of joining some type of social club, not necessarily like a country club, but along those lines. You know, which one would be most in alignment with my truth and my reality? I would be looking at that. Go there. Live, be in the new reality, and then write a new story about how you see life in the world, right? Would your politics change a bit? You don't think about that, but like, you know, I have started to think that way. And I've brought this up, you know, as I'm looking at the candidates coming forward, I'm a Democrat, and I'm also thinking about, okay, when I'm at my goal income level, how will this candidate's perspective or platform support my vision for my life? Not me right now. Right, so I am not even voting or preparing to vote with me right now. I'm preparing to vote with me where I want to be. That is this rewriting your story. You're going to think differently. You're going to look at the world differently. If you're running a business versus working 9 to 5, you have a completely different perspective on time. What is that? And just lean into it and see what subtle shifts you can make in your day-to-day so that you can start to create the reality that you want. I hope this has been helpful. I hope that you are seeing where we're going with this and how to step into it. And I will continue to talk about alignment, and I will continue to talk about having the life that you want, because you deserve it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Yes, it will happen for you. Yes, it will happen for you. So I'm Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Let's work together if you're looking for a coach. And until next time, write a review for this show if you enjoy it. Take care of yourself.